Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the end of ticket quotas in Ohio.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Toward the end of each month, you may hear people who are pulled over complain about police officers just needing to hit a ticket quota. As of today, that practice is illegal in Ohio. It's garnered praise not just from Ohio drivers, but law enforcement. Robert Butler with the Ohio Association of Chiefs of Police testified in support of the law change.
Quotas undermine the very foundation of our profession. They erode public trust by creating an environment where officers are pressured to issue citations or make arrests not based on the merits of each situation, but to meet arbitrary numbers.
Representative Kevin Miller of Newark supported the bill that goes into effect today. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Representative, what are ticket quotas and why do you consider them to be so problematic?
Basically, it's just a number that's kind of typically not related to anything. And they basically tell an officer you have to write X amount of tickets within a certain specified time frame. What we see in some of these municipalities is they're using our law enforcement officers as revenue generators. Because a lot of times they write under a local code and those funds come back to the local municipality. What I've said all along is, you know, our officers need to maintain the discretion when they need to issue a citation versus a, you know, a warning. So they shouldn't have some arbitrary number that's pushed down on them just to meet some sort of cash cow or to fill the coffers for the local municipality.
Do we have any sense of how common these kinds of quotas are in Ohio?
They're out there. A lot of times they're masked, but during testimony, we heard testimony from the FOP regarding certain agencies that engage in this practice, and which is why this bill was important to get across the finish line.
And this bill bans their use for police officers' performance evaluations in particular. How will that be enforced?
So essentially what happens is that they can make a complaint. It can be, they can put their name on it, or it can be an anonymous complaint that's sent to the Attorney General's office. The Attorney General's office will investigate and they will determine whether or not there was probable cause to believe that, you know, a ticket quota is in place. And if there is a probable cause, they will issue a cease and desist order.
It's worth mentioning too, that this bill has been a rare show of bipartisan support. But there are still some groups that have expressed opposition. The Central Ohio Police Association argued it would remove oversight for underperforming officers and discourage proactive crime prevention. How do you respond to that?
And I guess it's just a point of, you know, where we'll have to agree to disagree. I think that there's language in the bill that allows the chief supervision to address folks that simply won't do their job. It's not free reign to say an officer never has to issue a citation.
How do you think taking this step to eliminate ticket quotas could impact public trust in police officers?
Oh, I think that it certainly increases public trust, which is what we saw from all the social media posts and things of that nature. They don't want their law enforcement officers to be just ticket writing machines. You know, the public expects the officers to, you know, to use their discretion and issue citations when they should, but they shouldn't be just hitting some finite number that somebody pulled out of the air and placed upon.
That's Representative Kevin Miller of Newark. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.